Hello, welcome to our call today from the Wisdom Class. Hello, welcome everybody. And today is a beautiful, beautiful day. This is Guru Purnima. It's a full moon. We're a few hours away here. It's 5:30 my time, so it's less than 4 hours. And it's a beautiful light that is assisting us to illumine our mind, illumine that knowledge, the self-knowledge within. So I thought I would just start with just chanting that mantra, the Guru mantra. What does Guru mean again? Guru is heavy. Guru is to dispel. The truth is heavy. It weighs deep and it grounds us and it dispels everything that is floaty and unreal. And it helps us see and recognize who we really are. It dispels the cobwebs, that illusion, the darkness that makes us see the rope as a snake or the snake as a rope. Everything that causes confusion and misperception. And so I'll just chant the mantra a little bit here a few times and just be present. And know that the Guru is not always a point, as I, for the people that aren't always on Facebook, it's not always a point in personified, but it's also everywhere as the Upa Guru. It is a chakra or a center beneath the crown chakra that when it becomes active, you are Guru. You have the ability through your being and your consciousness itself that resides in this form that you are to dispel naturally, not through your mind, not through you teaching in any way, but it dispels and it does illumine somebody into the truth who they are. So this mantra is, you've heard this probably before, it was became very famous by George Harrison in the 60s, and it is really a pointer to the different aspects of consciousness and that everything is that which we are. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Om. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Om. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Om. 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 So in the ninth module, we practiced renouncing in the sense of, it's again, the path of negation where we let go of the forms, which is a thought, a sensation, a feeling, an idea. These are the forms. We renounce them because they are limited and partial. Forms, partial understanding, we renounce it so that we come back to the wholeness, the stillness. And the stillness, again, contains everything from which then something can arise, a new expression, a new form that contains more light, more knowledge, more truth. So we continue to renounce, become empty, in order to become full with more reality, and we transform ourselves. The other way to do it is also what which we've done as well, is to not focus so much on the forms that we surrender again, our feelings, sensations, and ideas, but we actually seek right away the identification with the stillness. And from that stillness, we allow the new forms to come forth. So the Shiva or the Shakti, the two aspects of reality, of truth, are not separate. They're exactly the same. One appears in movement and one appears as stillness. And so we're going back and forth and weaving in this course in order to, it's almost like warming up our body, warming up our spiritual body to get looser and let go of the contractions where we are identified as form or identified as a false stillness. So kind of moving back and forth. In the next module, we're going to go directly into the light and understanding more truly what that is. And we'll talk a little bit more about those things. So right now, I'm going to open up the conversation. And please, this is a good time to go over some things that are not clear or where you have can release maybe some kind of confusion or frustration or something that, especially right now that the earth has made such a rise again in frequency, we're going to have to really look at the physical effects, that like the real physical effects now that are coming in and how to meet those. So there'll be something about that in the next module, but maybe it'll come up in the conversation today. So the first person is Shelley. I'm going to unmute you. Hi, Shelley. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me? Wait, let me get off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm also a speaker. I would like to connect, but I do have a question regarding what you just said, because I'm one of those that's experiencing, getting headaches. The shoulder pain, I've had ear pain in both ears, but I'm not sick at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm experiencing a lot of the joint pain, almost like the fibromyalgia flared up, but I don't believe that. I think it's just the energy.
Good. So. Okay. Well, what I'll do is I'm going to already go into some of the stuff that I was going to add into the 10th module is about, because this is really coming up, like we kind of knew it, you know, in the last few years, because already physical body is affected to the changes, but now it's like really affected. So mm-hmm. Now it's, and the only thing that works now is really to open ourselves in the heart center. Now, let's do this together, and this is going to be, it's like a formula, very simple, because we need to get away from coping and managing something or fixing to a degree that we haven't even done before. So the first thing is I want you to totally welcome these feelings and these pains. So just be welcoming them, and we need to get down to the cellular level. And we can only do this by fully welcoming what's there. So as you're welcoming this, what kind of, what is your emotional response to that welcoming?
I really don't even have one.
Okay.
I mean,
Good.
Have one.
I know what you're saying. Exactly, because it gets really tricky. Okay, so I'm glad mm-hmm. this is happening. But you're bothered by the pain, correct?
It's not that I'm bothered by it, but I feel it. Does that make sense?
Yes, you're feeling it. Good. So feeling something. Well, the feeling,
right.
You're feeling a pain. You're not feeling light. So you're feeling pain. So it's good. So now there is, when you go a little deeper and you're meeting this feeling, yeah, you're welcoming this, so welcome this feeling, mm-hmm. then there is an emotional response somewhere. I want you to check that.
Frustration.
Good. Yeah, frustration. Good. Yeah. It's not easy to catch, right? Because the frustration, I want you now to welcome the frustration. Yeah, that's it. You welcome it. Exactly. And it's going to go into your core. Can you feel it?
Yeah, I can.
Good. Just let it all go home now. and we don't know if something else is shifting and changing or coming up. Something, what's happening now?
Well, I felt a huge buildup in the solar plexus. It dissipated. But then what happened was I went right to the head where the pain is in the head now.
Good. Okay, so you welcome the pain in the head. Can we both say, okay, mm-hmm. hi there, beautiful, okay. And then what? How does that, how do you as a being respond to it now?
Kind of welcome it. Like you said, I welcome it and...
Okay, is there something moving? Is there something changing?
It's dissipating a little bit. And actually, when I said that, it throbbed even more.
Mm-hmm. Good. So what we're doing here is we're not even doing anything to it. We need to get away from that this is an external event that needs to be fixed. So all you can do, we want to become one, right? Unity consciousness. So how to become one is by merging. It's like a very tantric process. You open the door and you let this visitor in. So the pain, the throbbing, you let it in. And then underneath might be something else. What is it doing right now?
I just feel all sorts of movement through the core.
Good. Can we allow all the sorts of movement through the core to invite that in?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Good. Yeah. That's it.
Oh, that's pretty cool. What's happening?
Can you describe it?
Yeah, like it's almost like it's I feel of movement, but it's like a floating movement, and it's just dissipating. It just dissipates.
That's right.
I don't know how else to explain it.
I know. It goes right back to the core. Yeah. You're taking it back home, and you unify something that was externalized. So thank you for this sharing. What we're going to do, this is really my main focus that we have to shift to in healing. The healing needs to focus completely. We're in the divine feminine time, and the heart needs to function totally. And that means that the heart is about unification. So we really made a practice now to really kind of, you know, let go of everything that we sort of kind of can find that keeps arising. But now the physical cellular stuff is really coming up. Yeah. And so now to really, really, it's a very fine attention to really let all this in and to not do something about it. It's very important. The mind will come in and it just gets tricked, right? It tricks you. So that was really good. So just keep anything that arises, you welcome it and you let it come back home.
Gotcha. Okay.
You sacrifice yourself. You merge. It's like a lovemaking. Mm-hmm. The moment you merge with this energy, you're not the same Shelley. Right now, you're not exactly the same Shelley that you were just 5 minutes ago. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Right?
Thank you.
Okay, good. All mm-hmm. right. Thanks for sharing that, Shelley. Okay, perfect. Okay. Okay, bye. Okay, this is Sally. Hello, Sally.
Oh, hi, Aratima. Happy Guru Purnima.
Ah, thank you. Yeah. It's a beautiful day. It's the energy is really strong today, right? It's amazing.
Oh, it's beautiful. Well, I had a question, but listening to Shelley, I want to thank her because I related well to what she said. I mean, it was everything except the emotion was different for me. It was fear. For me, it was fear. It came up right away.
Mm-hmm.
And also it clarified for me what was tantric because the question came in my mind, is that tantric what she's doing, what you're doing, you know, welcoming it and becoming one with it, sort of. And
yes.
Now I understand more what the tantric process is.
Yes, so, the tantra is the reconciliation of the masculine and feminine within you, the electromagnetic forces. Yeah. And that turns you into unity consciousness, it turns you into light.
Well, how do I work with the fear? Can you help me with that?
Yes, and fear is the topic of this year. because body is fear. Body is just fear. I can tell you because I've met that fear. Oh my God, body is fear. And sooner or later, we're going to meet it over and over again in crazy ways, just the fear of death, the fear of death. So now let's do the same thing. Can you feel the fear right now?
Oh, yes.
Good. So welcome it. Just really welcome it. Just that's really puts the mind to rest of trying to do something with it. Welcome it.
I'm trying.
okay, then welcome the trying.
I will
then.
Welcome.
Okay, welcome.
By my will, I'm welcoming it.
Okay, are you resisting it? And welcome.
Yes,
the resistance.
There is a reason.
Good. What we're going to welcome is the resistance to that fear. That's it, yeah? What's happening for you?
I feel a slight change, very slight.
Okay, so fear is still there?
It is starting to dissolve. But my heart, I can feel my heart. It's funny, it was an energy going between my heart and my solar plexus. That's what it felt like. And
okay,
my heart
so good.
A little.
Okay, so there's a little bit of distance there, how you describe it, you know? There's this distance, oh, there's this energy and all this. I want you to welcome the ability that you're feeling all this. This is happening to you. You are experiencing this. Welcome this whole drama right now. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay. Just welcome it, yeah. Oh, nice. Are you noticing something?
Yes. I'm feeling calmer. There's still a little there, but it feels calmer.
Okay. So right now you might want to, and I'm not going to continue the whole step because there's a lot, there's more that can happen. I want to talk to some other people. But what I suggest is that to welcome, there's a need inside you, and we all have this need for this to be over. And finally, when does this finish? Yeah. When can I be done with this? Can you feel that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's another form of frustration, right? So that you need to be also welcome. This is a program because the thing is that I'll tell you, this will never be over. The unification, the lovemaking of this universe is infinite, eternal, and forever. Yeah, there's no end to it. But there's an end to suffering and thinking that you are something else in it and that you are fighting it. That can end so that you become open and this becomes a joyful and blissful process, right?
Right.
So we want to welcome now the resistance and the confusion and the and all that. So do you think you can do this on your own or do you need some more help with this?
I'm not sure. I'll certainly try to do it on my own.
Well, otherwise, we'll talk again tomorrow because we have another call tomorrow.
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll work with it. And
okay.
I'll try to resolve it on my own.
And no, yeah, don't even say dissolving. I want you to meet it. It's lovemaking. We really need to change our thinking away from kind of this patriarchal cutting things off. You know, let's get rid of this. We recycle, throw it somewhere out in the universe, some other place. The old pieces of Sally go there, you know.
Makes me feel like crying for some reason. There's, you know, it feels like. I don't know why.
That's okay because it hits a lot of different spots. I totally understand. This is a deeper process. It'll probably take about half an hour or so. So we'll see how far you can go, and when tomorrow we'll meet again and go a little further if wherever you're stuck, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And maybe even during the call it will resolve itself through talking here. So I'm talking to Katya right now. Hello?
Hi, Aratima.
Hi.
Like it's just such a beautiful day and congratulations.
Mama! There you go.
And I just wanted to sit with you, if that's okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you know that your son's first guru, Katya?
He's what?
You are your son's first guru.
Oh, yes, of course.
You are, right? Yeah. Okay, good, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye. And this is Wilma. Hi, Wilma.
Hi.
I just saw your message. I just saw your message about all the links and all the MP3s.
Oh, my God. So before we talk about it, let's connect because I
yes.
really need that.
Okay. Starting to shift now, right?
Yeah, it feels wonderful.
Do you have a question, Wilma?
I don't understand what's happening at all. To lose everything on the computer that has to do with the classes is unbelievable.
Can I offer you something? This is,
yes.
This is the time where there's a question and there's an answer and there's space in between. We ask a question, I don't understand, and then there's space and then there's an answer. We need to collapse that. So when something happens, right away you welcome the situation, and what I did with Shelley and Sally, you merge with it.
That's what I've been doing when you started connecting because I saw
good.
That.
Good. Good.
And
let's.
I feel like everything. Go ahead.
I think you need to express some frustration. Go ahead.
Initially it was not knowing and when listening, and yes, you could say frustration. And before she mentioned the word dissolving. And it feels like nothing's important anymore. All of that had an importance, and nothing has an importance anymore. It's just about owning, it's really a form of dying for a new beginning.
Yeah, everything is important and nothing is important, and neither one are really true either. So it's really everything beyond that we can think of. The mind keeps coming in and has a comment on things and a reaction and all this. And so we need to stay abreast to really keep cellularly and in the heart to respond very, very immediately. So it's really about now the invitation, all this training, right, to be in the core is to be that. And when something arises, the mind will come up right away and still comment, because that's the mind's doing. But to learn to shut that down right away, to shut it down. There's no more following a question anymore. Just shutting it down. And really, it's a constant lovemaking, the constant flow and movement. We're in the heart, this is sort
yes.
of particular language, to kind of, what's lovemaking really about? We don't talk even when we do make physical love. It's just an expression, an emerging expression. And that's all there is. And really, when you see that, there is no, it makes no sense and there's no reason for it. And And so the mind comes in and says, but you are this I, this person, and there is a reason for it, and you have a purpose and all this. This is all a story. Then none of that is true, really.
That part I understand.
Yeah.
Why, you know, we're having it all saved is everything. Everything disappeared. And
how does that make you feel?
And even the insect world is coming up all around my house and inside my house.
How does it make you feel?
Makes me feel very small.
Okay, then allow yourself to merge with small. Invite small in. Just say hi there. You're welcome here. Is that a relief?
Not completely yet. You know, I always looked at the insects and said, you know, I'm an insect to the higher vibrations in the higher worlds.
Where are those higher worlds? Where are those higher vibrations?
They're all in me.
Where is me?
Everywhere. There's no place. It's just everywhere.
Okay, so good. Then it is what it is.
It's in the bones, it's in the organs, it's in the atoms, it's in everything. Actually, it feels like it wants, there's a tremendous pressure, like wanting to push its way out.
Welcome the pressure. Just feel it. Don't think about it. Just feel it. Just really sink deep into the cells and just where the mind can't climb in, just feeling deeply into it, how you feel, what are the responses. There's a lot of things going on, I understand. But all this lot of things going on, we can welcome that as well.
It feels like I'm going through the tunnel. I remember when I walked to the other side before I came back again.
Good.
It feels like that.
I know. You need to let go of the tunnel. Where is the tunnel? This is a thought, isn't it?
I know. I'm just watching what is showing up.
Good. Good. And I'm going to challenge you a little deeper because I know you can do this. So, you know, you're watching something. Merge with that which you are seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Give up the observer.
Okay. Yeah, that's where I spent a lot of my life, as the observer.
I know. Yeah. Sakshi, it's Sanskrit, the witness. And you identified with it. Mm-hmm. So you can either be big or small. There's always a subject-object relationship, and it gets very crazy like that. So you need to drop that. There has to be no interest in observing, just being here, being, feeling, being your experience all the way. I'm transmitting it right now, just being these things, being your loss of MP3s, being that, being, I don't know, house infestation, being roof not working, being that, be that. Can you feel that? You're laughing, right?
Yeah, that's part of it. As above, so below.
Be all of it. Let the mind, is always labeling everything. Oh, that's good, that's bad, that's good, that's better. This is, we need to get over here, we need to fix this first. Oh my God, this insanity. Just be everything. Just keep breathing and just feeling and feeling and feeling.
Yeah, and I was in survival mode. Mm-hmm.
Be survival mode. You can, you're the whole universe. You are everything.
Yes.
But not in the mental intellectual way. You see, this is, we need to get out of the head into the cells. You have to be really everything. So, so you can really open up this form and experience yourself as the sound Om, as the light that you are, which is all the same thing, as eternity. It's all here, coming and going through the senses. You have these experiences, but you are everything all the time. So right now, boy, there is nowhere to go, nothing to achieve. This is it, period.
Strange feeling.
The next drama will come anyway. We know that. That's just the way the movies are, right? Otherwise they're boring, and life is like a movie.
Yes, it is.
There's one
story and another one comes.
Yeah, and they can be very, and they are very intense right now. I know they're very intense. They're very physical, and there's a lot of fear. And so do not use, Wilma, do not use your spiritual powers right now. Don't touch them.
Okay.
Don't touch
them. I
knew
I wasn't supposed to do the other work, which I even wrote you about.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. We'll talk maybe tomorrow. Okay. Thanks,
yes.
Wilma. Thanks.
Thank
you. Okay.
You.
Okay. Bye. Okay. So we are in Philadelphia. I think that's Ruth Ann. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. Hi there.
Hi. Thank you so much for everything. It's just been amazing. What I wanted to was connect and see if I can go deeper with you into the sweet spot of the heart.
Okay. You're laughing. What happened?
Just dropped down. It's not really good.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth Ann. Thank you. Wonderful. Ruth Jean. Hello, Ruth Jean.
Good afternoon, Aratima. So, also everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon. Thank you for everything, also.
Thank you.
What I notice is that, when I listened to the very first call that we have, you said I am in void, and if I stay longer, so much the better. After all our studies and our calls, I'm beginning to merge with the world, with the real world. I mean, people around me, slowly but surely. Like I'm very careful, or I'm not even there. So it's either I'm careful or I'm not there, and I'm still void, I believe, or I feel I'm void. But when people tell me lies or they're telling the truth, there is a physical manifestation, like I itch. This is like quite noticeable, but I, like you say, you know, disperse it, collapse it. And as I collapse it, it will just disappear. So I'm still in that state, like I'm trying to come back to the world of the living. Today is the anniversary of my late husband, 11 years ago. And also, I made a very bold decision to find a new love, and I'm living with the person which I barely knew. I don't know if I'm taking the risk or something like that, but I let everything go. I let it be.
Good. Okay.
I don't have expectation. I don't have anything. I'm just so empty.
Okay. Can you welcome the emptiness?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Just completely,
my mind,
completely merge with it.
Mind.
Let your mind also merge with it. Completely merge with the emptiness. Fully, all the way, all of you.
Mm. most of the time I don't feel my body. But today, with our conversation, our call starts, I have like a little, just very little lump in my, like a block in my heart, but I cannot even identify with it.
Okay, so there's a sensation, a feeling of a block in the heart, yeah?
Yes, yes.
Okay, feel, you just welcome it and completely be present with it so it can enter you back into you. Anything, any feeling that might arise with that?
I feel my own breath. I feel my own breath, but when I close my eyes, I don't have a body.
Mm-hmm. So you have the experience of no body. Okay. Is that pleasant or does it need to be different?
Nothing. It's not pleasant. It's nothing. It's just, I don't know. I don't know what to describe. I have no body. I feel my breath. I have no body. I don't even know how to describe it.
And how are you? How are you? We know what the body feels like today. Everything changes. The body feels empty and light. There's a little bit of a lump in the heart, and things come and go, and tomorrow will be something different. But how are you?
As a human being in this world, I don't have anything. I don't have knowledge. I don't have description. Mm-hmm. I just solely exist because of the breath. But
can you show me,
Jean,
can you show me without words right now? Be that so that I can truly know.
I don't know what you meant, but I'm nobody. I'm nothing. I'm one breath. That's all.
Yeah. I understand. I understand. I am inviting you to share that without words, because words cannot really describe who you are. And words speak to the mind. What if you spoke and shared that with me directly?
Okay, I'll do that.
Thank you. Just let it go. Don't let the mind touch anything. Don't touch. Something change, or it's perfect. With Jean?
Yes, I'm here.
You're still here, yes. Is it good now? Is it good? What's that?
Yeah, it's gratitude and understanding that that you expand my understanding. And the three words, I have my art.
Yeah, that it's very beautiful. Thank you. I received that. It's very simple right now. It's just like you just go, you just notice. It's so subtle, the subtlest movement of the mind that wants to name and shape forms. Just refrain from that. Just really merge with that nothingness. Merge with that one breath. Merge into that before anything can be known. And don't make it even difficult. Just forget even what I said and just like... just like let it unfold, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, so I'm checking if somebody overseas is on that I need to talk to. So I think this might be, I want to check, is this Ray? Hello? Hello? It says a web link, I think. Hello? Okay.
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Oh, hi, it's Kat.
Oh, Kat, it's you. Okay, you're not overseas, but that's good. Okay.
Yeah. I'm on both sides of kind of what we're talking about, and I've shared some stuff with you. So the side where there's not caring and just kind of letting things be and flow versus, you know, I also had to get some antibiotics. I mean, actually go to the doctor. And I get confused about where to go into it, obviously seek medical help versus just not.
Yeah, one of the best things is to to get out of this right and wrong, because there's still programming we have of doing the right and the wrong thing. All that matters is that you just keep moving. And if it hurts, you just move in another direction. So if you are directly feeling the confusion right now, then let's right now in this moment just welcome it. Welcome in and just allow yourself to really be and feel that. And how do you respond? What kind of feeling arises if you really let that in?
It's more like just kind of that, magic carpet ride, floaty thing. But I also have some teaching in like regeneration, healing, and visualizing. And I hear that like kind of what you're saying is then, that moves back into structure or illusions. I have a thing where you say, the creator intends your body, and I visualize healthy bones and stuff. So is that counterproductive?
Well, the question assumes that you're going somewhere. So we're talking about duality. We're not talking about waking up, right? You're talking within duality about healing. So in healing, you can do whatever you want. Now, if you're saying, can I do this, or is this counterproductive to what? There's a goal there, and we're not having a goal. We're actually really allowing ourselves to drop out of the mind that is linear and is looking into a future and into a goal. So coming to a place where these all these things that are arising, these concerns, these comparisons, these wonderings, inquiries, all of that, we're going to let all that go, and we're just going to be here. And from there, from within the core, we are motivated without any split. There's no split. There's just, like I always say, you do where your feet go. You just do things. And like a toddler that's 3 years old doesn't sit there and think, should I have an ice cream? Should I first do the laundry? Should I do that? That none of that happens. Yeah.
Okay. Because I was getting confused from a moment on. Because it was 8 days of the fever not going to the doctor and working on it and just dreaming through the fever and being with it, and then finally I went to the doctor. So I get it now. I hear you on that one.
Yeah, you just go and get antibiotics or whatever you need to do. Yeah. So getting away from the fear and the programming of being a healer is a big one as well, because we're doing all the right and the healthy things. I mean, essentially we don't even live from food. This is all a temporary substitute. We live off light. It even says in the Bible, I think, it says somewhere that you don't live from bread. You live from something else. Bread is not what gives you life, or something like that. So so just allow yourself right now. If, is the fever still there, or did it break now?
No, the antibiotics took care of it.
Okay.
I still have ear stuff, and I still have my hand stuff, and I still, you know, have things, but it's, you know, I can now breathe, and I can swallow, and I'm not having fever, so I'm good.
Yeah, good. From that, yeah, I hear what you're saying. But at the same time, there is hoping, right, that all this goes away and that you feel better in the body, correct?
Yes, but I mean, I hear what you're saying now, and I picked that up on the first call. The first call we took. I get that not wanting either way, but just kind of, you know, being with it and see what comes up.
Just keep merging with whatever comes up, and it's and really fine tuning it and keep staying in that and making it really a habit to get away from fixing, because the mind will keep coming up and because the collective around us is still functioning like this, right? They're still like functioning so strongly in this way, and so the collective will constantly kind of reprogram you back into like, oh, I need to do something about this.
Yeah. I'll sit with that. Can we just connect and maybe if possible, I don't know if this is a good one or not, but can we see if Mother Mary will pop in with us?
Okay. I'm just going to chant her mantra in Italian. Ave Maria, piena di grazie, il Signore è con te. Benedetta tu sei tra le donne, benedetto frutto del tuo ventre, Gesù. Santa Maria, Madre di Dio, prega per noi, adesso e nell'ora della nostra morte. Amen. Ave Maria, piena di grazie. Ave Maria, piena di grazie. Il Signore è con te, benedetta tu sei tra le donne, benedetto il frutto del tuo ventre, Gesù. Santa Maria, Madre di Dio, prega per noi, adesso e nell'ora della nostra morte. Amen. Om. Can you sense her presence?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Kat. Thank you. Okay, this is 4922. Is this Ursula in Germany?
Oh, could that be me?
Yeah, who's that?
This is Agnes.
Agnes, okay, it is Germany. Okay, good. Agnes, hello.
Hi. Oh, thank you for picking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Well, could we connect first before
How are you?
The funny thing is that I feel that I'm fine, but, you know, when you started, I have a problem with meditation since we started on this module. And it was a big deal when we had the heart module last time, too. I started doing my mantras after a long, long, long resistance, trying to understand what they were and what they're made for. I feel good doing them, but then meditation is just non-existent. And I'm waiting for it to come back every day. And realizing that the process with Shelley, I think the first caller, said I have a lump in my solar plexus when you just went through the process. Can you find it? Can you find, you know, I didn't think I had any feeling about it, but it's right now in my solar plexus. I feel a big lump from there.
From not meditating?
Yeah,
or
the first time, because I haven't been feeling any guilt about it.
Well,
but
you know, I'm
still very conscious when, you know, daytime. I'm really, really conscious, and I feel like I'm meditating in my daily life anyway, you know.
Yeah, that's not enough. I'll be very honest. That's
yes,
not enough.
This is why I'm taking it up, because I know it's not enough.
I know. And you see, you're making it easy also. You're saying, well, it's not, I don't feel it. The thing is that you got to really basically take yourself by the hand and have to do it. Like, and you have to force yourself and discipline yourself. And if you don't have the discipline, how will you go through the subtleties later? Because the waking up is not going to be, it's not something that gets handed to you. You got to work it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, yeah, you know that.
I get that. But yeah. I do sit every day. That's the thing with it. It's not like I say, no, it's not there. I'm not going to do anything.
When you sit, are you thinking, or what happens when you're sitting?
Just nothing. I'm just, well, the other day, something happened. I was just completely consumed of light. Like 2 minutes later.
Well, that's meditation. So
yes, definitely.
When nothing
but
happens.
Definitely. I'm just comparing with what was, you know.
Okay.
What was before that. It was something that I look forward to. I sat with it. I was loving meditating, and I could sit for so long. But now it's just like, it's just not there. Even though I sit there and I...
So you're just making it sound like there's something happening to you and you're not in control.
Is that what it could be? I don't know.
Yeah, because, you know, you're the one. It's like, oh, suddenly meditation is not happening to me. I don't know. It was taken away from me. I have nothing to do with it. Too bad. Yeah, that is, let's call it like the evil forces, right? They will always come up with some idea. And you will traverse karmas and parts of yourself, like these samskaras, are very unconscious. And if you don't have a habit of doing something like sitting in the same spot, so that you're, even when you go through the most unconscious times, you just still sit there. And then you know that you'll get through it, because some part of you is having, you know, like one little cell out of the water. You know, you're not all drowning. Because otherwise, sometimes when you drown, let's say you're really unconscious for a long time, people are unconscious for years, and then I meet them later, and they don't even realize, like, they've been going off, you know, into the dream world, into the karmas, and didn't even notice that they were in it. They were never conscious in it, you know. Now, we are living in different times, so there is going to be a natural push to become conscious. Unfortunately, that can be very dramatic. I mean, I had another friend. She's not a direct friend, but she was a client, a friend through my, you know, husband, who had a horrible car, like a jet skiing accident, you know, got her hair all entangled underneath the water and the propeller and almost drowned. It sounds just horrible. It's all these, like, sudden diagnoses of disease or sudden events that we don't want to encounter them like that. We want to have a certain amount of space or light or sound, om, that which is the reality that has to be there, that in those moments there's enough grace to get us through something that could have been a lot worse, you know? Well, you know, that's my attitude. So right now in this moment, what if you just welcome this resistance to meditation?
Mm-hmm. That's a big, big lump, actually. It's bigger now that you asked me that. In my power center.
Can we also welcome it for good to be there? And how does that feel? Does it bring up a feeling?
feet, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fear, right? Yeah. I can feel that. Good job. Good job. Yeah, let it move through. Yeah, very cold feet.
Funny thing is that I don't really identify with fear. It's never been something that I...
Doesn't matter. You have a body and it's imprinted in you.
Mm.
You will meet it sooner or later, the fear of death.
Mm.
You have to. You were born, so this body was born, this body will die. So we cried
even
when we were born.
I will have to, or it's going to come up. Because when people talk about death, I'm not even afraid. It's almost interesting.
Oh, no, I get that. I mean, I was a nurse. I was around death all the time. I don't have a problem going to funerals or seeing people
mm-hmm.
die, and I don't have death. I don't have a think of my own death, not a problem. But
mm-hmm.
the fact is the body is this vibration of contraction, which is death,
mm-hmm.
yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And as we bring more light to it and expand, what are we doing? We're meeting death all the time, and there will be this jitteriness or this
mm-hmm.
wobble. And sometimes it's just sensory on the physical, but sometimes it actually moves up and it shakes the entire core. It gets all along the nerves and the spinal cord. You'll feel it. And it hits and then suddenly it's like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to have the, then you just, when you're used to meditating, you're just being with it and warmly welcoming it, right? And then there's the true realization that there's no death,
mm-hmm.
that you were always eternity, right? Yeah, that this identification with the body takes place in that moment where you really know you're not the body. But, you know, so do the cold feet kind of pass through, eh?
Yeah, they're warming up now.
Yeah, yeah.
That was so funny how it's all of a sudden.
Cool feet. Yeah, and it's okay. It's just in the body, and we meet these
mm-hmm.
things. And this, what we did is meditation. It's a tantric meditation where you would be by yourself, sitting,
mm-hmm.
and really conscious. You're not doing anything. You let things you don't resist. We give up the resistance. We surrender. We welcome the things in, and you merge with them. And they're very, like I'm talking about it today strongly because the energies have shifted so much that this is a good thing to practice. But if you're naturally empty, like even when I was talking to Ruth Jean, she's very empty. But even in the emptiness, there is a still subtle forms that want to merge into the emptiness, right?
Mm.
Oh, there you go. Now you're making a shift. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. There you go. So, are we good now, or there's something else?
Yeah. I guess I'll have to practice this because I realize now when you talk about it that before this came in, I was just in the light all the time.
Hmm.
I would hit that as soon as I closed my eyes, I would just be floating in the light. And so I guess something had to pull me down. Is it pulling down or is it poking at what
yeah, you can't say it pulling it. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. This is normal. There's so much light and we are so... Because we'll talk in the next module about the different stages of enlightenment. And so
mm-hmm.
you are in the light and the light and the light. But then the body, you have to bring the body into the light, like the light into the body. And then we have to... It feels like starting all over again, like kindergarten. It's like, oh my God, like what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling this now? Where is that coming from? But
mm-hmm.
then when there's no I, you just do it. You don't have an issue with it because there's no sense of pride that, oh, I've already accomplished this. I'm already light. Because
mm-hmm.
the I needs to go. The I that cares where you're at and how good
mm-hmm.
you've and how much spiritual practice you've done, where you can always be the perpetual beginner. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's awesome. Mm. Good, Agnes. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. That's good. So I see B is on the line. Hello. Good morning, B.
Hi. Good morning, Kuruma.
Good morning.
I would love to connect with you on this special day.
Okay. Very nice. How are you doing? You doing good?
I think so.
The mind doesn't understand how feeling good is really. Like, are you feeling good or not? I don't understand it.
Anyway, thank you very much.
Okay, good. Okay, let you go. Thank you, thank you. Okay, so we got Louise. Hi, Louise. How are you?
Hi, Arantima. I'm doing well. I just too wanted to connect with you on this special day.
There's a change there, right? Did you notice that?
Yes, even more of a dissolution of any kind of a view of the light, just an expansion.
Yeah, it's almost like the lower center came on board with the other two points, and so there's more of an integration, unification going on, right? And for what we're doing here, and this was happening very without even words, right? Just for kind of putting things into perspective might help some of you, is that when we micromanage, like when we started today with Shelley, and we kind of micromanage these misidentification or these projected forms, a thought, a feeling, a sensation is a projected form, right? And when we micromanage it, that's what we just did this right now in like microseconds, right? You did the same thing. We don't even have to name it. There's no feeling involved. There is no sensing. You're just noticing you as consciousness, correct, Louise?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just there's movement left as consciousness, just dynamic movement as consciousness. And so there's, and that's very pleasant, correct?
Yes, it was pleasant to begin with. Wilma's transmission was awesome, and it just gets better.
Yeah. I'm trying to explain something, yes. Okay. good. Okay, wonderful. Thanks, Louise.
Thank you.
Okay, so the thing is that we start out, you know, with kind of like really we have to pay attention because we're kind of like really close, like a microscope. We go very close to something, and it takes us time to kind of extrapolate. But as we have more and more distance, things are going very fast. They just flow and flow and flow. It becomes all automatic. So we're now in Summerside. Is this Kasri?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Okay. Hi there.
Good. Hi. So I'm glad you can hear me. I only have like two bars and I'm in the country and my connection may not be good.
Oh, it's good. Very good. Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, good. And I'm sitting in my car on a dirt road basking in the full moon.
Nice.
Yeah. Everything's really wonderful, even though I'm tired mentally and physically, constantly tired because of the job and maybe because of the earth. I'm not able to recuperate.
Welcome this right now. Welcome it. Oh, just tiredness. It does never ever has to go away. Just welcome it.
Oh, it makes me sad.
Welcome the sadness. Just let it come very close as possible. There you go. What happened there?
It softened.
Yeah, so you merged with it, right? Now, did the tiredness change a little bit?
Maybe a tiny bit, yeah. Yeah.
So tiredness wasn't really that real, right?
Interesting. Okay, so I got to do this every day, or how do I do this without you?
Well, you know, it'll just become a habit. You will become more attuned, or it becomes second nature, right? Like, you know, it kind of what's the word? It's like dye. It kind of rubs off, you know. So it just becomes more second nature for you. So right now, if there's some more tiredness, if you can feel it in the body, again, welcome it. Emerge with it again. Welcome it.
So I can do that anytime on the spot, even.
Yep.
How do I do that when I'm working and it's so fast paced?
Well, it's because that's what the meditation practice is about. We actually learn to become the core. And when that identification really shifts, we call it waking up. Oh, I am my core. And you woke up. You're not your tiredness, or you're not Kasri. You still say I'm Kasri, but you're just the core, like the real true I. And when that is really, when you're sitting in that and that's your identification, then it becomes automatic. The transmutation or the integration becomes automatic event. The mind can still stall it, but at that point, then you will shut it down. You just don't listen to the mind, and then it becomes automatic. And sometimes when the earth, like right now, which is accelerating, it just brings up even more stuff out of the cells, right? Then we need still a bit more sitting time. I would suggest, you know, kind of stay abreast and do 5 minutes here and there, a little bit more to integrate things so that you can feel more clean inside, you know, more nothing is sort of bothering you.
And I do try to make sure I have time right before work too. I sit in my car before.
Good. Yeah.
And I just wanted to share something. Going way back to module one, attraction and aversion.
Mm-hmm.
And something that happened recently to me, and I'm really quite pleased. You know how I've had a problem with procrastination and.
Yeah.
I don't want to do all these nitpicky little things and get organized.
Yeah.
And something shifted, and I started to face my stuff, and I'm clearing stuff out. And I realized it's because before I had an attraction to doing only fun things and an aversion to doing anything that was like mundane. So I kept going for the things that were attractive. And now it's all the same. Nothing like going to the beach or dealing with my clutter, it's like all the same.
Beautiful. Wow, that's awesome. Because that what happens there, you will realize that everything becomes the same. And the attraction and aversion, you're literally now floating in the core, right? Yeah, so now really allow yourself to just, I don't know, enjoy it. Enjoy the fact that it's all the same. It's a beautiful, it's like a samadhi state, actually, in a lower form while you're going about your day. And as you are enjoying this and not reaching out to make something attractive and exciting, because the mind might come in and says, well, you know, we've got to get some, you know, this has to be more interesting. Don't listen to that. So remain in that kind of more neutral, happy sameness. And it's very peaceful. And then, you see, now I'm talking about it, I'm totally blank.
I think I know what you mean.
Are you blank right now? Are you blank as well right now?
That's unhappy.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's perfect. I mean, here you go. This is we call it milestones, but it's an extremely important milestone. And so for you, your main issue, and this is really important, right, to mention, is that the thing that most people get stuck on, we all have this one thing that is just like our downfall over and over again. Once that gets resolved, it's something, whoa, we're a totally different person. Like, because everything was hinging on that one thing, you know? And now that procrastination is, it was your beautiful friend that kept you stuck in the mind. And now it's, you know, what's to procrastinate? It's all even. It was all the same.
Yeah. So it seems like a huge milestone for me because it's something I've been trying to heal, reading all these books and buying courses for like so many years trying to figure this out.
It just left through the back door, right? Did it just leave?
Yeah, it's just like that. It doesn't matter. It's all the same. All that matters is that I awaken. All that matters is that I'm present. All that, like, so it doesn't matter if I find a partner, if I'm successful in business,
yeah.
if I have a home,
oh my
if I'm
God.
Homeless.
Yeah.
Like, nothing matters.
That's it. There you go.
So that's why I can get rid of all my stuff now. It's like, oh, I'm just getting rid of everything. Well, not everything, but almost everything. It doesn't matter anymore. So freeing.
If it just comes from a true place, then you get rid, or if you hold on, it doesn't, again, doesn't matter. Because you're at the prelude now to realizing all is eternity, all is light. It has to first, how can we say all is light, or I am the self and everything that exists is the self that I am, if we make differentiations, if we make something more important than the other. So we need to get past that measuring of the mind. So you did that, and now you can remain and rest in enjoying this, and as you continue your practice, you then the light basically and the forms begin to blend, you know, everything becomes light, you know. This is the prelude to that. You know what I mean, Catherine?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Thank you so much. And just before I go, just two requests. One is a reminder, one is a request if it's appropriate. You had said that perhaps on one of our calls you would talk about how Jesus told you to come to North America.
Oh, right, yes.
So if you would share that. I won't be on the call tomorrow, I'll be working, but if that was shared, that would be wonderful. And then the request would be, if appropriate, if you could guide us through the meditation to bring the full moon into our chakras as you look down.
Okay.
That might be nice, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We can do that towards the end. We'll go through it. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks. You're welcome. Okay. Thanks, Kazi. That's great. So let me. We have four callers, and I'm going to go to Rosemary right now. Hello, Rosemary.
Hi, Rajima. Oh, good evening.
Yes.
Kazri's requests are beautiful, and
uh-huh.
everything that has been said tonight is beautiful. Actually, I'm not sure.
It's all gone now. It's all gone now.
Like when you said, "Oh, I'm lost," or no, you said lost. You said
blank.
I was blank. Yeah. So I thought, oh, this is really good because I go blank a lot. And lately, I go blank a lot and go, oh, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay if I go blank. Anyway. So,
So any question or just connecting?
Oh, just a real quick question. Mm-hmm. I've been doing the triangles a lot. And what came to me was when I was doing the triangle, I couldn't figure out the word, but I saw a scale, you know, a weight scale.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I put the thing on my right hand, I couldn't come up with the words for my left. And then the scale would tip as soon as I got a word in my left hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would tip more whether I got, you know, how you want to get the right
mm-hmm.
balance.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? Is that okay to do?
You know, it's so funny. I had to laugh because it's like you don't have to make it so complicated. Like the mind is adding the scale and the weight and there's a whole fantasy about it. It's not a problem, but it's not necessary.
I know. It was like a prop to help me get the word. But
uh-huh.
anyway.
Yes, if it gets you to reconcile it, if it does get you the result,
yeah.
it's okay. It's okay.
Okay.
You know, you'll have different frequencies. You could probably sense, some people have a sensing, you know, with their hands, the energy is all very light and more heavy. But the thing is that if you have a big polarity, something will be very heavy and something very light, and you both offer both up, because very heavy or very light are not really truly real.
Oh, okay.
You have to go beyond both. I think you're trying to get the positive one for you, right, and get rid of the negative. Is that what you're trying to do?
Yes.
That's attraction and aversion we just talked about.
Oh, okay.
Coming back
okay.
to module one today.
back to module one.
Yeah. No, we're into merging with whatever is we have now. We did all this heart work, right? And we're just have enough neutrality, you know, we practiced all that and we've got more energy and power in our core. Now we can open our heart to anything that's arising, even if it's the fear of death and the worst thing, and we're going to let that energy merge all totally, like a full body energy merge, like a full tantric merge.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're ready to do now.
Okay, all right. So I'll stick with that. The only thing that's come up lately. Well, there's lots. Everything's coming up lately, but that's okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
The aging
uh-huh.
Really smacked me in the face, and it's like. And it's on my skin. I can see these wrinkles, and I don't like them. And it's like, oh no, I'm getting old. So,
just use it. I've done that already a long time ago when I was younger and I didn't like my body. I didn't know all these things back then. I was much younger, but I would just stand in front of a mirror and just look at my body and all the things I didn't like about it. And I just would, it took me 45 minutes to go through agony of suffering until I thought, I want to sit this out until all these feelings are gone. Because I noticed that if I kept feeling it, it would shift and change. And at the end, it was nothing. I looked in the mirror and I was totally neutral about it. And I thought, and then later I thought, oh, I like this actually. And I thought, I must be crazy. You know, first I hate it, then I like it, then I'm neutral. Like, what's really true here, right?
Yeah. Okay. So I'll just welcome it.
It's programming, right? It's the identification with the body.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Just let's be still for just a moment. Okay, thanks, Rosemary. Okay, thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing. Bye. I'm in Calgary now. Is this so?
Winona.
Winona, okay.
Yeah, hi. Well, first of all, I just wanted to say Happy Guru Day and thank you for all that you do and all that you are. Thank you. And what I would really like to do is connect. And I'm wondering if you can help me feel this warmly welcoming feeling that I'm supposed to have towards all that's going on right now. I'm just there almost, and then it is like, you know, yeah, there just seems to be.
Well, maybe we have to be warmly welcoming to the resistance, the fact that Winona doesn't like it. can we do that?
Let's try.
Or we can have to be warmly welcoming to the trying. Which one do we go? Which one is the one?
Probably the trying.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
The one that's trying but doesn't want to, is uncommitted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like I'm really close. Hmm. That's not too bad.
Not too bad, yeah.
What's happening now?
The sense of sense of failure.
Beautiful. Let's welcome that.
Brings tears.
Yeah, we become very organic. We just allow them, we flow into, if the tears and the grief is stronger, then you welcome that. It's a very organic process, right? So you just let go. Your mind is really challenged to really flow, and you have to remain being, you're being present with what is.
Okay.
There you go. Changed, right?
Yeah, felt a little blip in there. That felt good. Thank you. And so just keep doing that, and just like, so for,
yeah,
if I stay up all night doing it, it's good.
Oh boy. Yeah. It's up to you. It's not, there's no side effect except bliss, so you can do it as long as you like.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for hearing that. Okay. Well, this is Kim. Hi, Kim. How are you? Hello?
Hi, sorry.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, hi.
I wanted to connect, and also I had a question.
Mm.
So with the welcoming, I really like this. I'm seeing how much I still push away when it's negative, mm-hmm. or what I perceive as negative, our label. But in terms of renouncing, do we still renounce at the same time, or is this the next?
It's the same
level?
Thing in a different way. It's always the teachings are always the same. I just come from different angles.
Okay.
And when you renounce, what you're doing is that you are collapsing. There is you let go of an attraction and an aversion by just saying, "I'm not interested in that. I give that up." So it's a letting go, but it's more, you know, in the heart center where your identification is really challenged, right? You're just,
mm-hmm.
it's like constantly you're dying to your sense of I, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, we just did this very mentally, and you will see, you know, for those who are going to stay in the course, that the first module, the new persons, they will practice this on the mental level to just notice their attraction aversions, because people are not even aware of that they have them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now you're noticing, you kind of know you have aversions, but
mm-hmm.
if it's not in the mind, you won't catch it now, right? Because you see it in the mind. But now
mm-hmm.
on the physical level, the contractions and the tied up emotions with that, like you said, you're noticing, you're realizing, I don't even notice it all the time, right? You don't even,
mm-hmm.
it becomes so automatic.
Mm-hmm.
So we really want to feel deeply now into these subtle levels where it becomes so personal, you know, so cellular. Yeah.
Yeah, it just feels so, I don't even know what the right word is. Freeing. It's very freeing.
Yeah, it is freeing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to connect with it. Like, instead of just, because I see another level of repression that I was doing,
yeah.
not even knowing I was doing that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm feeling, especially this past week and a half, I've just been feeling, because I have so much inflammation, it feels like in my knees and my joints. Yet I feel very buoyant and light
mm.
inside of that. But it's at the same time, what's been coming up is frustration and mm-hmm. anger, because I've, you know, every time I go to walk, I'm like, it's difficult. And then to just be with it and welcome it. At first, it was like, I don't know how to do that. And then just to be with not knowing how to do that. And then it was like, it was melting.
Yeah.
Layers and melting and merging and melting at the same time.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Because your being, it's really a mystical process. Your being that you are is the whole universe, but we have split ourselves off, and it creates a suffering, and it causes this form of the body to appear. And so now you're merging within yourself, and then it's the same process. You're actually all learning how to heal other people, because you are then merging with the people around you, with their stuff. So you're going into lovemaking with everybody else, because everybody else is your greater body. And if somebody's angry in front of you, you basically merge with that reaction as well. So you begin to gobble up the whole universe, really.
That's how I feel. I feel like I'm eating up myself.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Thank you.
That's right. Yeah. But you can only do it if the witness is strong enough, because you have to hold your core. People who don't have that sense of freedoms already in the beginning, you know, the stuff that we did in the beginning to just sit and meditate and be still and concentrate and all this, all that was necessary. So you can actually ride and serve these intense waters. Because if you have a little thing that bothers you and merge with it, okay. But just imagine. You have to merge with a lot of things. Like, I can tell you stories that I just merged with in the last 4 weeks. They were like over the top that I didn't even know. You know, I was like multitasking 30 things at the same time with relentlessness. So in that moment, you just have to, if you don't know who you are, well, then I think it's really impossible to do. I mean, people still go through it, but the suffering will be very, very traumatic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so wow. Keep meditating, and so that you can handle also what the earth is throwing into our face, because as far as I can see, the earth frequency will continue to rise. And it's not saying, are you comfortable with this now? It's not asking us, maybe I should take a break, you know, so you can just have coffee.
Not looking for permission at all.
No. Okay. Let's go for the wild ride.
Oh, I love it. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Kim. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye. So our last caller is Jen. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Radhima. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Can I just sit with you for a little while, please?
Sure. Yes. Good. Any questions or that's it? Okay.
Yeah. There probably is a question, but I know the time's creeping up.
Go ahead. Good. Is it a short one?
I'm probably in the same boat as a lot of people. There's a lot of things happening around me in life. And to a degree, I just feel life is just a bit crazy at the moment, in the sense that what I'm seeing out there is sort of reflected within me. Mm. And a lot of fear and anger's come up for me. My meditations, I'm basically sitting, but they tend to be, I've had to move rooms and I'm not in the same space all the time. And that feels a little bit odd. And I've been feeling like they haven't been that's successful, but I am sitting and that, and sometimes they're shorter. We actually got housing renovations going on our house, so our house is completely upside down. Mm-hmm. And I just feel I'm feeling that within me, because I'm moving around a fair bit with it. Yeah,
just life happening. That's good. You just
That's right.
Sometimes there's lots of movement, and sometimes there's little, and that's just fine. So really saying yes to that and welcoming that, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, And I sort of was a little bit of where I hung up. I put my hand down for a while because there was a bit of background noise, and I thought, oh, and then I felt I didn't have any privacy on the phone or talking to you. So I thought, blow, I'm putting my hand up again. But anyway, that's fine. It's all fine.
Just dropping all the preferences, right? It's just like really fast to what's there.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks, Jen. Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, okay. So let's do the moon, bringing the moon down. So wherever you are, you can sit cross-legged or feet on the ground. And just close your eyes, have your spine somewhat straight. And if you're outside and it's already dark, you can actually see the moon. You get a sense of connecting with the moon. If wherever you are, like we saw sunshine, this moon is not out yet, but there you can feel the vibration, and you can even memory of the bright moon. As a mystic that can feel energy, you can actually find the moon right now and connect with it. Just do that for a moment. You have your palms down on your lap or on your knees if you're cross-legged. Otherwise, on your thighs, just palms down. And the moon is right above you in your imagination. You feel it. And you kind of see it, but there's no contraction, no effort. So it's just a knowing seeing above you. Now allow the moon now to come down. And just come into your crown chakra. It's just hanging there. You're receiving the vibration of the moon. And you just allow it to flow down onto the center of the brain. Just feeling and absorbing. The feeling absorbs the energy. Receiving the cool moonlight, the illumination of the mind. And it's very filling the astral body, illuminating and nourishing the astral body. We're going down now to the throat. Don't worry if the moon is big or small or whatever it is. Just focus on the feeling and the brightness. You know there's a brightness there. We're going to slide down the elevator, down the core, right, into the heart. Filling the heart area with the moonlight, the moon itself. This practice makes you very psychic, very intuitive. And you can do this also at any full moon. It doesn't have to be specifically this moon. So we're going to continue further down into the solar plexus area. It's a bright light of the moon in the solar plexus. Just nourishing all the nerves there. And so beautiful in the organs, in those organs, stomach, etc., in that area. And continue to slide down into the second center area, the second chakra area. This is a lunar region anyway, so you might find the energy is a lot stronger down there, or very soothing. And then go further down into the base. And if you have your feet on the ground, we can bring the moon all the way down to the earth star. Just like Mother Mary, she stands on the moon. Allow the moon to come down if you like, or you can stay in the base. Bring it down the legs, you know, down the feet. And basically this moon is now about a foot below your feet in the earth star. And you're standing on that moon. Notice the vibration radiating to your feet. Taking a deep breath, saying thank you to the Divine Mother, thank you to the moon. Just let the moon disappear and just notice the whole body is filled with this moonlight. Notice the frequency and your astral body is being fed and nourished. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. I'll finish with the mantra. Om Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Devo Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat, Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Om. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Enjoy the beautiful evening. The moon will be peaking in about 2 hours. Thank you very much for being here today. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.